980 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dozens of states from California through New York are on alert for blizzard conditions, strong winds, flooding, and heavy snow. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with a storm preview.
Every state except North Dakota has some sort of alert. So it started in the Rockies, the second storm. It has already made its way down into the plains. And there's going to be so much going on the next couple of days, including blizzard warnings around Seattle for the first time in more than a decade.
There's an agreement in Washington between congressional leaders of both parties on how much the next budget should be. The real work begins now on appropriations bills determining which programs will get how much money. In the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells reporters he was also not told about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization.
I wasn't aware of his medical issue. In fact, I talked to Lloyd last weekend.
The White House says it also wasn't told, and we still don't know what Austin was originally hospitalized for. This is ABC News. At the southern border, the number of encounters between people trying to get across and Border Patrol agents has fallen.
Customs and Border Protection had been processing about 1,500 asylum seekers daily at the end of 2023. An El Paso Deputy City Manager Mario D'Agostino says the figure is down to about 600.
When you start seeing those numbers trend back down, it gives the teams time to refresh, to focus and see what the new numbers are going to bring.
With a decline in new arrivals, El Paso has been able to close the emergency shelter in a disused middle school and can be reopened with just a few hours' notice. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
College football's national champion will be crowned tonight. On one side of the field, the Michigan Wolverines, coached by Jim Harbaugh.
I feel like, you know, if you're going to be the best, then you got to beat the best. And we look at Washington as a great football team.
The Washington Huskies ranked number 2 in the country going into tonight's game. The Wolverines number 1. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are introducing their bill to legalize medical marijuana today, but Assembly Speaker Amit Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront there will be limits.
It'll probably be the most restrictive version in the entire country, but one that we guarantee that only helps people who are truly sick and doesn't lead toward any kind of recreational marijuana.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. Nearly 111,000 people in Wisconsin older than 65 have Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association is pinpointing rates of the disease in each state and county for the first time. Researchers say they hope it will help public health officials provide better care. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and one of the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we just try to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finishing the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
The dog days of winter are here. Hey, can someone pass me the mustard? Each purchase you make moves you closer to Jack FM's circle of trust.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-edge performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Ever had a hankering to try winter trout fishing in Wisconsin? Well, 2024 might be your year. The lack of snow means easy walking, and the streams are running low and clear. I'll share more details about winter trout fishing in the Badger State when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the early catch and release season for inland trout kicked off this past Saturday, January 6th. On designated inland waters, anglers can target any of Wisconsin's 4 inland trout species from January 6th through May 3rd using artificial tackle only. Any trout caught needs to be immediately released. Once the general hook and line season opens on May 4th, anglers can keep the trout they catch, provided length requirements are met and bag limits are observed. Anyone wishing to participate in the winter trout season will need a 2023-24 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are good until May 31st. All anglers are encouraged to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and fish handling time as much as possible. Find more information on trout fishing on the DNR's trout fishing webpage. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search inland trout fishing. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. That's your latest forecast for the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Right now, it's 21.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is the director's cut.
Yeah.
FM's neighbors listen, whether they want to or not.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing, crack your body. Woo! Put your right hand out, give a firm handshake. Talk to me about that one big break.
Understand the things I can do. world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? When my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you're giving me.
Joy that you're giving me.
I want you to know that I believe in your song. And rhyme and harmony. You help me along,
making me strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift away.
And give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Next bunch of songs in a row on Jag FM grew 6 inches over the holidays.
Jack, quit playing with that.
Jack FM's spirit animal is a cash cow.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Currently 22.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
Jack FM, playing what we want, because taking what we want would land us in the who's cap.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Thank you.
we didn't put in a phone line for nothing. 866-930-JACK.
Yeah.